The Olympics are here. You know what isn't? A wild and hairy bush. Tame your pubes with help from our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package includes the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not treat your pubes like Olympic gold? Fellas, do right by your balls and join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com using our code TAGS, T-A-G-S. What is going on? You are watching and listening to TAGS Live, aka Talk About Gay Sex, the live podcast. I'm your host, Steve V, on this Wednesday night. And this is episode 285 alongside Cody Maurice Doggett. How are you? We're also on Instagram Live.
Hi, Instagram Live. Hello, darling. I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Doing really good on this Wednesday night. A little bit later in this show, if you're watching us on Instagram Live, join us. We're going to give you the first half of our show of Tags Live. And Cody just put it in the comment section to jump over. Yep, that's right. A little bit later in the show, I'm really excited. We've got Will Tantra of @tantric.fitness joining us. It's going to be so great. He's going to be giving us all of the insight into pleasure for our partners, pleasure for ourselves, all things Tantra. It's going to be really good. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Plus, I'm going to tell you how I came across him. And it's going to be a fun story. So, for obvious reasons, but there's a little insider tea on that. So I can't wait for that. Well, if you were listening to the show, talk about gay sex this week, actually, Cody was guest host this week.
I was.
And we reported on not the sad news. A friend of mine, actually, JP Ramirez, is missing here in New York City. And he is reportedly missing as of a week ago, and he's still missing. And just to give you a little bit, Juan Pablo JP Ramirez, he's age 42, 5'11", 170 pounds, shaved head, and he was last seen July 21st in Hell's Kitchen, and they still cannot find him. It's really sad. I'm putting his picture... let me see if I can put it into our comment section. So I don't know if I can, but it's on tagspodcast.com. And we are just hoping and praying that people find him. And I've hung out with him so many times. He's such a great guy. We're wishing the best for him. And just shout out to that. I want to use this platform when we can for one of our own to keep an eye out. If you're in New York City, look up, look around, report back if you know of anything. All right. Well, and no, Doug, we are live on the Get Vocal platform. And Doug asks, any circumstances surrounding the disappearance? You know what? No. Actually, no. Just no, I guess is the answer to that one. So, yeah.
So sad. Just, I hope they find him.
Neat show. All right. Also, friend to the show who's been on the show, Corey Harmon, Darker Link, I believe he goes by on Instagram. Sorry, he said hello, Cody. He's sorry to miss tonight's live show. And the reason he's missing tonight's live show is because he's going to a nude event in Harlem. Event in Harlem. So I told him, he was texting me before.
Where's my invite?
Texting me before the show, and I said, you know what? If there's ever a reason to miss class, it's for going to a nude event, because it's all for our research purposes, and the only caveat is we need him to report back. But that's aside from that, I signed his waiver form as his as his instructor, I'd like to say thank you very much.
And I'm a teacher. Yeah. All right.
Yes. All right. Well, we've got to get into topics because we've got to move this along. And I don't know. I'm watching the Olympics this year. I don't know what everyone else is doing. They are recording right now. I'm going to be watching the men's gymnastics as soon as I jump off of this. But we had to report on Quinn being the world's first out trans non-binary Olympian. This is insane. The Canadian soccer midfielder who came out last year has so far played in two games at the Tokyo Olympics. And this is a huge major thing. I mean, the first trans male person ever. What did you think when you heard about this, Cody?
I think it's amazing. And it just underscores how allowing trans competitors to participate is not unfair in any way, shape, or form. And I'm so proud of Canada for being so progressive, and makes me want to move to Canada even more now, except for the cold. That's the only thing.
Oh, I love Canada.
Right?
Quinn has been, Quinn, which goes by they, is quoted as saying, I feel proud, or somebody, excuse me, there's a quote here. I feel proud seeing Quinn up on the lineup and on my accreditation. They wrote on Instagram, I feel sad knowing, though, there were Olympians before me unable to live their truth because of this world. And I feel optimistic for change, change in legislature, change in rules, structures, and mindsets. I think that's pretty freaking amazing.
Freaking that awesome.
Not only when here in the States, there's Governor DeSantis in Florida's banning any trans person from playing in sports. And we're talking just like high school, grade school sports, and leave it to Canada to have, you know, the first trans Olympian make it there. I love that. And yeah, like Quinn, they said, is such an example for future Olympians to dream the big dream like everybody is entitled to. I'm so for that, and I think it's really awesome. So you go, where all eyes are on you. And lastly, I wanted to shout out to Tom Daly, the Brit, who out gay diver who won a gold for men's synchronized 10 meter platform. I watched it too, and it was beautiful. It was amazing.
Really?
Yes. I love diving. In 1984, I went to the diving and saw Greg Louganis. And I have such an affinity for that. And to see Greg Louganis also talking about times who is HIV positive and had to hide being gay to cut to 2021 and have Tom Daly out and proud with his husband, Dustin Lance Black. I was going to make him Lance Bass.
I know. I want to do the same thing. So I know which.
Black.
I know your Dustin pain, boo. Lance
Black. Yes. And to see his husband just watching from a side with his mother. So awesome. Julian Jewer says, Tom, I was entertained watching him diving in slow motion. Oh, yeah. So hot. He's so adorable.
Maybe I got to go watch the Olympics.
You know, this week, I really feel like you could give up your porn. And I don't mean to make, I know, I do not.
Put me on blast.
I am not trying to make any over-sexualize these people at all, because what they do is so extraordinary. But so I don't, just saying, I'm entertained this week, and it's really amazing. So shout out to Tom Daly, and that's our Olympic coverage here on Tags Live. For this week, wrapping up July 28th. All right, here we go. Well, we got to get into hot sex topics before we bring on our special guest, Will Tantra. When this week, Cody, I know you're so excited about this story.
I cannot wait to talk about this.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys all know, I happen to know DaBaby. And the only reason I know DaBaby is because I watched the Wendy Williams show. Okay. And then I realized there was a song that I have on my phone by DaBaby. Okay. It's a duet, I think, with Dua Lipa. And yeah. And so I've been like on the fence with him. Well, he has just been called out because he was recently performing, and he was at a concert performing at Rolling Loud Festival in Miami. Mm-hmm. Of course, Florida. It had to be Florida, right? You know how I feel about not the people of Florida, but always in the news. Anyways, he invited every audience member to put their cell phones and light them up, except for those who were HIV positive or who were gay, or who were gay men who had sex in the parking lots, is what he was saying. And essentially what he was saying is, lift up your phone if you're, you know, if you haven't gotten HIV, lift up your phone if you're not gay. And sucking dick is what he really said in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. You know what's really lame? He tried to walk those things back later and saying, you know, I get to say what I want in my own concerts, and I have gay fans, and they would not get HIV, and they wouldn't be sucking dick dirty like that in the parking lot. But what does that actually say to the women fans that might be wanting to suck dick in the parking lot?
No, he's had that done to him before.
There's a relation to Dua Lipa, because of course the song that you mentioned, and they asked how she felt about it, and she says the singer wrote on her Instagram story that she didn't recognize this as the person I worked with and stood 100% with the LGBTQ community. What were your thoughts when you heard this about his ignorance about speaking about HIV and in a concert?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I first heard about this on India Moore's Live on Instagram. Hello, Instagram Live, by the way. And she has a lot of powerful insights on the correlation between hyper-toxic masculinity and homophobia, and that's so prevalent in the hip-hop culture. And this is, she's an actual hip-hop fan, as I am as well. And she brought up a lot of good points about how being overly masculine and just putting down people and shaming people for basically being different than them, or what he deems as more feminine or less than him. And so it brings up a lot of things about how toxic masculinity relates to femininity as well. So, but I think it's really sad that in this day and age, someone of the baby stature is so willfully ignorant to the trials and tribulations that other human beings are going through. It's just ridiculous to me.
And it's such age-old arguments about, I mean, we were just talking on Tag's podcast the other day, episode 284, about discrepancies in PrEP and the exposure that people getting on PrEP gets, as opposed to U equals U, undetectable equals untransmittable, and how people are living long lives. Actually, I quoted another story of the life expectancy in this one study currently of people living with HIV is the same as people that aren't, that have HIV. And we're at a point that, so in this, what this whole article that we were talking about on episode 284 had to do with this over, not sexualized way of representing PrEP, but PrEP's always in your face and it's cute and it's great to be on PrEP, and how we're not giving enough emphasis on those living with HIV, and we need to change that, the shift on that, or maybe not even the shift, but even it out a little bit more, I think is what. So this is conversations within our own community. Now you have outside of our community, a rapper in a Miami concert. I don't even know why he felt this relevant to, it seems so left field.
Where did this come from? Exactly. It just shows his ignorance. It shows a lack of empathy. It shows an immaturity that it speaks volumes of his mindset. And I really, really hope that he grows up, because it's just ridiculous. I watched a live today between Zoe, he's a comedian that was on Wildin' Out, and T.I. And T.I. has a lot to say about DaBaby, and that's all ridiculous. He goes into why can't
Little Nas
speak
X
his mind? Why can't DaBaby speak his mind and Little Nas X can do the same thing? And I think that the difference between those two things is Little Nas X is sharing his experience, and what DaBaby is doing is putting down other people to make himself feel better. And that is just immature and ridiculous and unnecessary. And it's a shameful act. And I cannot believe this person is doing this. I really hope he grows up.
Yeah, it's. I read that TI comment as well, and I couldn't help but think they're so different, apples and oranges, and have nothing to do with each other. And we were just talking about Lil Nas X the other day and how he's actually doing positive things, not only for the community, for as a Black gay artist, talking about masculine feminine issues, but he's also talking, putting his mouth where the cause
his money
is,
where his mouth is. Exactly.
Thank you. And in terms of jail reform and the bail reform that we were talking about, the bail project that we were talking about the other day.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing about Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
I'm so happy that she addressed this issue, and I'm glad that she spoke up against such blatant hate speech, because I would really hate to stop listening to Future Nostalgia. It's such a good album. I listened to Physical right before we got on. So
more reason to love Dua Lipa too, because she was also in concert in China recently, and there were two of her people in the audience were escorted away because they were waving their gay pride flag. And seemingly, according to the story, that's the only reason why they were escorted away is because of what they were waving the pride flag. And she spoke up against that and how she'll always stand for LGBTQ and expression.
For her.
But you know, in China, you could be. It's not unbelievable that they would escort people for waving a simple thing like a flag. I mean,
yeah,
freedom is a whole lot different and looks a lot different in other parts of the world. Definitely China. What are people saying? Doug says classless, just disgusting. Absolutely. Sounds like DaBaby has run out of life stories, so he's turned to this nonsense. Yep, I agree. Speaking of the Olympics, Teddy says, Olympics are definitely are in a new frontier, he says, to accommodate for the full gender spectrum, and they need to go green now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Go ahead, Teddy. Thank you.
Well, here's one way that I think they did go green in a little bit, because, you know, I'm recording the Olympics. I'm wondering why. Is that a mistake? Why is it Tokyo 2020? I kept seeing 2020 and we're in 2021.
Oh, really?
And I was like, everything was 2020. And I was like, so I looked it up. And the reason why is, you know, they start planning these Olympics so long in advance, and they had already created all of the graphics and the posters and the that it would millions of dollars went into this. And so now that's why. So if that gives you any help that they were going green a little bit, that's why I think that they kept it Tokyo 2020. And
Teddy has a question for you, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says, have you traveled to Asia before? And if you did, how did you navigate those spaces that where it's sometimes illegal to identify as LGBTQ?
Good question. I have been to Hong Kong before and Thailand. So Thailand has parts of Pattaya that are very gay. And at least in the time in the 90s when I went there, were very gay. And they even have off bars where you can pick who you want to go off with, almost in a binder like, or and they bring them up in front of you and you get to pick who you want to either have a massage or and
the air quotes, it's the air quotes for me for the massage.
They're called off bars, and the Mama Son directs all of this, and it's a lot of fun. In Hong Kong, I have to say, which is, you know, often different from the rest of China, but still part of it. There was a gay neighborhood, I have to say. We went to a few different gay bars that were a lot of fun. And my experience, I didn't feel like I needed to repress or there was a lot of stigma. Again, it was Hong Kong and not mainland. So that's been my experience on that. So anyways, yeah. Okay, so we've got, I think, do we have time for that last? It was really just a shout out, the last story that we were going to say.
Let's go into it. Let's.
I'm trying to think what it was, though.
It was the Doms who are demanding to get their submissions back.
So last bit that we wanted to tell you about. So as we all know, vaccines are becoming required. So corporations like Google, Facebook, Netflix are making the actors and the crew in the U.S. get vaccinated. Real estate, the huge Durst organization, is requiring vaccination from all of their employees, and San Francisco bars is the latest to make sure that all their bars are that you have to be proof of vaccination to get in. Well, it doesn't just stop there, because there's the Dom community, and we're talking the female Dom community, at least in this story, that are requiring all of their subs to get vaccinated. And there was this great story, I'll post this on tagspodcast.com, of many of these subs who are on the fence that look to their Doms, female Doms, to say, hey, should I get it? And in one case in this story, the Dom convinced 12 of her clients to get it because her clients on the fence, which is really amazing. Shout out to the Doms of the world that are getting people vaccinated. Right. Maybe we'll ask Will in a second on does he require how he feels.
Good idea.
But I'll post this story because I thought it was really cool about Doms leading the way. We've got to move on to our special guest. If you've been watching us on Instagram Live, jump over to us over at Get Vocal. Cody put it in the mix. And in the meantime, we've got to welcome our very special guest, Will Tantra, if you want to grab a spot. And we'll welcome him, and we'll say bye over here on
Instagram Live.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing great, you guys. How are y'all doing
today? Hey!
Really good. Really good. All right. So we want to welcome Will Tantra to the show. You can follow him at tantric.fitness on IG, at Tantric Fitness on Twitter. We've got so much to get into. But I first, Will, wanted to just quickly tell how I came about you. I was looking up some different things and I saw you and I realized you and I kind of crossed paths many years ago when you were a gymnast and I was a gymnast and you went to UC Berkeley. You were ahead of me, not by much, but I think we sort of, when I was getting on the freshman team, you were already graduating.
Yes.
And I used to watch you when I was a teenager. We would go to gym meets like Stanford and UC Berkeley, where you were at. And I would see you, and you were so good and like one of the best gymnasts always that I would look up to. And then I was so happy to go onto the UC Berkeley team where you were an alumni. But I would see you running around in your short shorts around campus, shirtless, glistening. And I had such a crush on you back then. I was like, oh my God.
I need to see proof. I need to see this evidence.
So I feel like it's come full circle as I have this sex podcast and you're doing Tantra work. And anyways, I just had to preface that's how we knew each other. And I'm glad for you to be on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so great to see you again after all these years. And I do remember you. Oh. Such a cute boy.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, I need to see also, pictures.
Yeah, also, Steve, an excellent gymnast.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Nice. That's coming from you.
Especially on floor exercise. I really admired your form and essence and technique. So beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
I'm not gonna go.
Cody just watched the Olympics. Cody's got our first big question because we're gonna use our time wisely with you.
Yes, okay, all right, sorry. Yeah. So welcome, Will. I just want to welcome you to the show today. And I also want to ask you, how did you get into Tantra? What drew you to it? Elaborate a little bit more for us on that.
So I began a massage therapy career in 1998. And when I first began, I did basically medical massage. I took insurance. People came to me with literally a prescription for massage. And it was all very technical. Mm-hmm. Yeah, full drape. Sometimes I would just work on like one little body part. And as my career has evolved, it's gotten to be less draped and less clothes for both people involved. And about 10 years ago, I just decided, you know what? I really want to get into sensuous and erotic massage. And I started studying through the Body Electric School, which does a lot of conscious sex, conscious touch, and tantra workshops around the country and now around the world. And once I started into that realm, I just knew that this career path was for me. And I've continued getting more involved into Tantra and sex coaching. And then since the pandemic, I don't work with clients in person anymore. And I just teach through videos that I produce.
Oh, okay.
Will that change as things are opening up? Or are you going to, has you found this more, you can connect with more people around the world?
Yes, I can connect with so many more people. And I'm just really having a blast with it. And just kind of how my mind works, it's like the in-person sessions are just not available right now. And so my mind is like, okay, my career has shifted. I'm all in and passionate with the video production. I'm having a blast with it. And it's very co-creative. And I'm learning a lot about tech and audio and lights and writing scripts and concept.
Oh, wow.
Pre-production. And so there's so many more aspects to it that are helping me evolve as both a practitioner and coach and content creator. So I'm going to stick with it as long as I can at this point.
I love it. Well, one of the reasons on this show, we're always trying to get people to connect better. It's so easy. We talk on the show a lot to just hook up with somebody and have, you know, wham, bam, quick 5-minute sex. But I was struck by a comment you made on one of your videos on Twitter, I think. And you said a lot of guys have trouble making eye contact and holding another man's gaze with their partners. And when you can do that, it could really lead to intimacy and more alignment. Can you just expand about that? About how you, what you've seen about the eye contact thing and more about what you were trying to convey?
Yes. Well, I was actually listening to y'all's show from last week and you were talking about how to prepare for a hookup, which I really loved. And there was so much variety of input on different ways that guys did it, but it really felt like you guys landed on centering yourselves in whatever way that was, whether it was having a hit of weed, meditating, quieting your mind, listening to some music, but taking your mind out of the, oh my God, what's going to happen? What's it going to be like? Is he going to kill me? Am I going to be able to get it up?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just focus on something that you appreciate. Because when you're in a state of mind of appreciation, you attract the outcome that you're wanting to manifest. Now, when your partner, your hookup date, even if it's just a one-night stand, comes over, you know, that's a real person there. And all you've done previously is just scan through a bunch of pictures.
So last week we had a listener who wrote in and asked us about his relationship. He said he was in a relationship and he's trying to get his partner to be more dominant in the relationship. And I was wondering what your views were on, because I looked at your Twitter and I saw that you're into more dom and sub relationships. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I like the daddy boy relationship.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Hey.
A lot.
Yeah, and this guy was really, because he says he loves his boyfriend so much, they've been together for so many years, but that when they get in the bedroom, he wants his boyfriend to assume the dom role, and sometimes it's just not dom enough for him, but he doesn't want to hurt his feelings, and he wanted our advice, but we thought, why not ask you?
Yeah.
Well, one of the most important things that we as men can learn to do as lovers is to learn to be great receivers. And so often, if you ask a guy what he likes in bed, he says, oh, I like to serve. I like to see the other guy get off. I like to see the excitement in the other guy. And most of us would respond that way. You know, some guys like to kick back and get service. But most guys like to see like a really positive response in their partners.
Oh, yeah.
And the trouble with the way sex has been shamed, even when we were young boys, is we haven't learned to find our voice within sensuous experience and intimacy. And so often men are quiet and closed and shy, and they don't vocalize and use their voices, which is a huge turn on to guys. Mm-hmm. So if this man with his partner wanted to be a dom, can be more subby and draw that energy out of his dom, he's going to be more successful. if he's trying to put this role on somebody who doesn't want to step into the role, he has to kind of encourage it and play with it to draw it out. And the best way to be a good receiver in a sub position is to make quiet, whimpering noises and be submissive and use your body language in ways and tease and poke and kind of annoy a little bit, be a little bit of a brat. Draw it out of it like the playful.
I know how to do that.
Because if you're just going to lie there, tie me up and make my night. Well, you know, what's in it for this guy who that's not natural for him? You have to make it a fun game for both and take baby steps.
Okay. That is such great advice. I love that. Yeah, it's like acting. I likened it to acting, that you have to, you can't just assume that everyone's going to know how to, okay, you be the dom, you be sub. It's you, there's steps, there's different ways to get into the mix of it. And I like that a lot. So I know that I was looking at different things, and you talk about multiple orgasms, and you have different exercises for your sex muscles. So erections, better, stronger erections, better, stronger orgasms, and ejaculations that are stronger through training. Can you just tell us how some of that training works, and is it something that you work with clients on some of these things?
Yes, I would love to teach this lesson right now. So,
ooh, we're going to get a lesson.
I know. I'm so happy. I'm like listening with rapt attention.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm going to try to be as like concise as possible.
Okay.
So inside your hole is a muscle called the pubococcygeus muscle, or PC muscle. Some people may refer to it as the Kegel muscle, which is named after a doctor who produced a series of exercises to help women rejuvenate their birth canal and strengthen it before and after birth. Now, men have the same muscle in their hole, the PC muscle. It wraps around your prostate, kind of holding it like a hammock in a way, kind of cradling it. And this muscle has huge power in your sexual function and pleasure. Number one, your prostate gland, which is wrapped around, your prostate gland produces prostatic fluid, which is the main volume of your ejaculate. So when you squeeze your PC muscle, it's the same muscle. If guys don't know, it's the same muscle that stops and starts the flow of urine. Okay, that's the muscle. So if you squeeze that muscle, you feel kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling in your hole. That's squeezing your prostate. That's encouraging more of that prostatic fluid. That muscle that stops and starts some flow of urine also is a muscle that shoots your cum out. That's your cum pumper. So the stronger that muscle gets, the further your loads are going to shoot. Okay. It's also the muscle, you know, when you got a boner and you're making your dick bounce up and down.
Yep.
That's that muscle. When you do that, it's pushing blood into your cock, strengthening your erection. Remember when I said when you squeeze that muscle, you kind of get a warm, fuzzy feeling a little bit? Well, especially when you're aroused, because as you get more aroused, you are building sexual energy in your orgasmic core. And when you squeeze that muscle, you can pump it up and around your body. So there's a lot of reasons to strengthen and learn how to control this muscle. And a big one is this muscle is the key to learning how to have multiple orgasms, meaning orgasming consecutively without a refractory period. So none of that like boner goes down. Ooh, it's all ticklish. Oh, I want to get the fuck out of here. None of that refractory period effect. Just go time. So this muscle is really so key for men's sexual health and pleasure.
So two follow-ups on that. So I'm always concerned with, it sounds like what you're saying, increase your ejaculations, because it seems like over time, for some of us, it doesn't squirt out as much as maybe it used to. And you're saying you could actually train that through this squeezing? And secondly, should we be practicing that if that's something that you want to experience by squeezing throughout the day?
Yes. And I'll give you an exercise prescription, like a personal trainer. This will be an exercise prescription for your orgasmic core that will give you the strength, control, and endurance for all of those benefits that I just told you, including how to have multiple orgasms, which is something I teach. So here's the exercise prescription. I told you this is a muscle. All of the muscles in your body respond to exercise with reps and sets. So if I told you we're going to strengthen your bicep, I would be giving you bicep strengthening exercises.
Right.
And we're not going to shove any weights up anybody's hole unless you're into that. I'm out. We lose everybody. So it's an isometric contraction. So here's the prescription. 10 repetitions of PC squeezes, holding as long as you can on the 10th rep, and repeat that 2 or 3 times a day. So again, 10 repetitions of strong PC squeezes on that 10th rep, hold it as long as you fucking can. Okay.
Okay.
That's one set. Repeat that 2 or 3 times a day.
Oh my God, I love this. I'm incorporating this into, and I love that you said it like a trainer, because I'm all about training. I was a former trainer myself, and I'm always like, everything's broken down into training sets. You're speaking my language. I love this. I'm incorporating it. And yeah, and you, with that, you're saying we like the ejaculation and that feeling of having that warm feeling all over us, instead of just centered in our erogenous zones, should be flowing more, right?
Yes, your orgasmic core will grow with the strengthening of that muscle, because that muscle is the center of your orgasmic core, and it's full of blood and nerve endings. So what happens when you strengthen a muscle? It gets bigger. It gets stronger. Hey. You're more aware of it, so you're going to get more sensation. One other thing. That's amazing. When you're jacking off or having sex, you want to take your time and edge up and down a little bit. That's also going to really help your ejaculate. You know how when you play for a while and, I've been edging up and down. Wow, that was a big load. Well, you've been inadvertently, sort of subconsciously, that muscle, you're chewing on your prostate. It just does it intuitively. Now you're aware of it. So do it more often, do it on purpose, and strengthen that muscle intelligently. And it'll really work for you and pay off.
Wow. This is all amazing. I love all of these tips and tricks that you have. What advice do you have for those beginners that are just getting into tantric sex?
So the biggest advice I have is to learn how to give and receive with more of your body by incorporating your breath and making sound and moving your body. And here's how I'm going to explain it. Tantra is all about exploring the world with your senses. If I look at a beautiful sunset, what am I going to do? I'm going to, I'm going to take a breath. I might undulate my body and I'm going to make a sound. I might want to tell somebody if they were there. I'm going to vocalize. If I hear beautiful music, what I want to do? I want to take a breath and sing. I want to move my body, right? Breath, sound, and movement. Somebody's cooking something yummy in the kitchen. I use my nose sensor. What is that? I want to move towards it. I take a breath. Okay. So it's natural for us to breathe and make sound and move. When we were first learning how to jerk off, quiet, tight, small.
Afraid, scared, for sure.
That stays with us. So it's intuitive for us when we're touching, when we're masturbating, when we're with somebody else, to breathe and make sound and relax and move your body. So that's the number one thing I would encourage people to do, is incorporate more breath, sound, and movement into their response to touch. And be more aware of it when they're responding to the other senses in their body.
Well, also, I love that you're into yoga, naked yoga, yoga in general. As a former gymnast myself, I feel like we're plagued with always having to stretch in general. It's just part of our makeup. But how can yoga, or just at the very least stretching, help with our sex lives? And is it the positions that we can get into? or mm-hmm. is it more of what you were talking about on the response of our bodies?
Yes, definitely. So the fluidity or ability for your spine to move in all different directions is your most important indicator of how your body is going to perform in any activity. So I really encourage people to find forms of movement that stretches and exercises the spine. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, and including that, is yoga. And one of the things I like to teach men is naked yoga for better sex, meaning okay. I like to teach how to stretch, strengthen, and build endurance in those muscles that you use the most when you fuck. So those inner thighs, those glutes, the core strengthening, especially for bottoms. You know, if you're a top and you find it really uncomfortable on your knees, maneuvering around in bed, well, there's a lot of yoga stretches that you can do that can make that fluidity more comfortable. Or you're wanting to get in different positions or angle your hole in a way that really gives okay. you real deep penetration. And that's something that I like to teach is how to have better sex as a top or bottom through stretching.
That's amazing. And when you think of yoga, you think of like spiritual practices as well. And I saw on your Twitter a lot of connection between spirituality and sex. Can you elaborate a little bit more on your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. So our cocks literally created our lives. A mm-hmm. cum shot, a big old load is how we all got here. Oh. And then once we're here, that cock is kind of shamed. So not only can our cocks create life, but the pleasure leading up to that life-giving cum shot is also life-giving. So if you can spend, I'm not saying porn is bad, if you can spend some part of your masturbation time just okay. focusing on you, and your breath, and watching your body, and tuning into what you're experiencing and how you're feeling, then eventually, if you do this practice long enough, you will start to make a connection between your sexuality and your spirituality. And I told you, our cocks create life. Well, not mm-hmm. just life, but art and music and dance and sport. So we get a lot of creative inspiration from our sexual energy if we bring our mind to it and don't always project out into an image that has nothing to do with us. Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, combining your sexuality and your spirituality takes a little more of a concerted, focused effort. Think of your masturbation as like a meditation because it wow. is.
Well, I know you say take a break from the porn, but you give us some inspiration. I know you have a Just for Fans and an OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. What can subscribers expect when they subscribe to you on either platforms that we can get out of you? Because I see you tease us on Twitter and I love that. And I'm just curious.
We love a good tease.
Yeah, we love a good tease.
Yeah, so I'd like to teach men in a practical way how to give and receive more pleasure. So some of my videos are literally workshops with big groups of men or porn stars where I'm teaching these techniques, how to give a blowjob, how to have multiple orgasms, how to clean your hole, all these sorts of things. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'm teaching by myself. I do a lot of masturbation coaching because, you know, Steve, you're a gymnast, and we all know that how we practice and train ourselves is how our bodies are going to perform at the event.
Right.
So masturbation is our practice, a partnered intimacy or hookup, that's the event. So the way you if you're always masturbating in the same position with the same speed and pressure every time, your cock is not going to be able to perform when you're on your knees and someone else is doing something light and tickly, you know? So you got to kind of mix up your, add some variety to your masturbation to have it be more applicable to your partnered intimacy. So I do a lot of masturbation coaching. I have naked yoga for better sex workouts. And then I have scenes with partners where I'm not talking at all and we're just fucking, and I'm showing how all these techniques can seamlessly blend into partnered intimacy. And it doesn't have to be so mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, and I really wanted to, I loved that you worked with at Triple X Trans Man. I think you're really expanding the dialogue. I love how you express Tantra for the first time that I've heard in a long time, making it really applicable with your lessons and working in an open platform with the trans community. Can you just talk briefly about that?
I will. I have been attracted to trans men for about 5 or 6 years. And as a sex worker, I thought, well, I don't know how to have sex with a trans man. I don't know the anatomy of a vagina. I do not know how to please a trans man. And I would just be fumbling around down there.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'll hire a sex worker and we'll just have like a really fun how-to session. Well, then COVID happened. And so I took a break. And then I launched this platform and I had this concept written down, literally said, how to have sex with a trans man.
I love
and it. Haskell Holland, who's an amazing performer, sent me a message on Twitter and said, hey, let's do a video. And I said, this is what I want. I want us to talk about video one. How do we communicate? What do I call your parts? What are appropriate questions to ask? What are annoying questions to ask? Give it to me. And so he gave a great talk in our first episode. And then in the second one, I said, I want to learn how to please you with my mouth and my hands and my cock. And he taught me step by step. And then in part three, everything I learned, both the communication and the practicalities, we just played and fucked. And we are now fuck buddies.
Yes. Wow. I love that.
I'm so glad I asked that question, too, because it was even one of those questions that was on my back burner that I thought, oh, I don't know. Is it going to cross a line?
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the whole thing about discussion and what the work that you're doing is we just have to be open, not judgment wise, but open to want to learn. Right. Yes. And that's the key to all of what you're seems like what you're doing.
Yes, because when we were learning about sex in high school, what did we learn? Don't get any pregnant and don't catch anything.
Right.
You didn't learn how to edge. You didn't learn how to find anybody's prostate. The straight boys didn't learn how to find a G-spot or learn how to talk about boundaries and consent, any of that. So I like to think of my platform as teaching men all the things we should have been taught when we were teenagers.
That's amazing. Can't wait to dive deep.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you, Will Tantra. You can follow. So it sounds like your OnlyFans and Just for Fans are both at Tantric Fitness. Is that correct?
Correct.
And Twitter is at Tantric Fitness. And Instagram is at tantric.fitness. Is there anything else you want to plug while we have you before we say goodbye for now?
Yes. I would like to mention the Tantra for Gay Men app. This is an app that, again, it's called Tantra, the number 4 Gay Men. And this app is a really incredible educational resource for men who are interested in Tantra, as well as a social media platform so that you can meet like-minded men in your area who are also interested in conscious sex and wanting to really meet you and not always have a pump and dump.
I love that. Beautiful. That would be something I would totally be into. Absolutely. And I think I saw it on your link tree. So I will list this on tagspodcast.com. I want to thank you. Greg says, wow, what great advice, Will. So very helpful. Thanks so much. And I want to thank you, Will. It's so great to reconnect with you. I would love
to.
Yeah, I would love for you to come back on the show again because I feel like we just scraped the surface here and we can continue the conversation. But follow Will, and I want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
gentlemen.
You, Will.
So great to be
so
with
nice
you
to meet you. Yes.
You.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Oh my gosh. That was so educational. I love
enlightening.
That.
Enlightening.
Enlightening. And hot at the same time, too.
Know, right? I'm over here doing my Kegels and my exercises.
Yes,
so
I know.
I have homework now. I'm so excited.
I'm going to list all of this, Will Tantra's links, on tagspodcast.com starting tomorrow. The show gets repackaged, and I know there's all the tips you want to know, so please listen for that. Cody, as always, thank you. You can follow Cody on Instagram. He's got two He's a life coach. So follow him at KMD Coaching on Instagram, at KMD Coaching. And his personal account is at Mr. Maurice, at Mr. Maurice. Don't forget, you can DM us, follow us on Instagram. If you DM us and want to ask for sex advice or relationship, we are here for you.
Oh, we got that.
At Tags Podcast. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Greg. I'm glad you joined us. Thanks, everybody. In the meantime, continue having hot gay sex. Awesome. Hey, Tags listeners. Craving for more Tags? Hungry like I am? Well, now you can unlock exclusive Tags content. I'm talking about our weekly Tags After Show and our twice monthly Dark and Dirty Show. Now you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. You'll get a notice each week when new episodes are dropped exclusively for you. So what are you getting from this exclusive content? Well, you're getting a weekly Tags After Show where the conversation continues with hot gay sex topics in a more relaxed, behind-the-scenes, more intimate format. Our twice-monthly Dark and Dirty Show will often feature special guests like my co-hosts, but gets a little darker and a little dirtier as we reveal our sexcapades to your exclusive ears. So what are you waiting for? Subscribe now to unlock exclusive Tags content and know that you'll be supporting Tags Podcast to continue delivering the quality of Tags Podcast you've come to love. You can unlock this exclusive content by going to tagspodcast.com and click on the link Tags After Show. Thanks for being a supporter and continue having hot gay sex.